Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Hoppy Heidelberg was called in on the federal grand jury, and he thought he'd actually ask some real questions. It was on the news. There were other bombs in the building. Witnesses said they'd seen feds in there planting bombs. It's all over the news there. He said, well, I think I'll ask some questions then. And over the last 50 years or so, they've turned juries, grand juries, in more and more to kept creatures who are told what to do. And that's not how the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and our system of government works. And that's what jury nullification is about, is rediscovering that these citizen rule books that are mailed out free with all of the orders at InfoWars.com break all that down for you. And we've had top constitutional law scholars on to break it down. But this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Hoppy Heidelberg and Chris Emery are our guests. So you were getting to all the different, you know, FBI coming, brandishing guns, and you said more threats came.
Yes, I was told that if I filed a lawsuit, that everything would be forgiven. I could live. Everything would be fine if I didn't file a lawsuit. And as you'll recall, Glenn Wilburn did file a lawsuit and did not survive. So it was not an empty threat. And it didn't bother me a whole lot because he was, am I going to sue Caesar in Caesar's court? I mean, come on, I wasn't going to sue anybody. And so that was the end of that threat. It didn't really amount to anything.
But they were still scared of you calling witnesses and it being on record.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're scared of anything, you know. And then, you know, got the helicopter treatment later, but that's a little different story.
Well, I know, you know, Western Southerner, you folks don't like to talk about things that have happened to them, but you've got to tell us the rest of the story of what happened to you, the other forms of harassment, because I've gotten the helicopter treatment, so has my family.
Yeah. Well, they started flying three helicopters over my house once a week, and they would circle my house very low until I came out and acknowledged their presence so they could go on. And the message, I assume, was that we want you to know we know where you live. And any night we chose to, we could drop a bladder of gasoline on the roof in your house and shoot it with a flare and burn you and your family to death. That was the message. I understood the message. I wasn't terribly worried about the message because people that do a lot of threatening aren't as likely to act as people who don't bother to threaten first. They just act.
Yeah, because I've said anybody doesn't think of my family, there's not going to be any threats made. I will guarantee that. And you know, what do they think is going to happen as they keep killing people and intimidating? Don't they know people are going to start responding back? I mean, we know where they're at as well.
Well, yeah, but they think they've got all the power because they've got the military might, and they don't fear us because we, as of yet, have not offered to resist the way you have to.
Well, that's because discretion is the greater part of valor, but the same thing happened for decades before 1776, Hoppy.
Yeah, well, we're basically in the same shape we were then. You know, what the Crown was doing, sending out agents to eat out our substance and all of that. That's exactly what's going on right now. I mean, the EPA, every government agency you can think of, their job is to eat out our substance, to break us. They're determined to destroy the middle class, and they're well on the way. When they double and triple the price of food and fuel, they've got you because you can't do without either one, and you're not going to have the money to do anything else. Even if you have the money to afford food and fuel, you're not going to do anything else, and it's going to get to the point where you can't even afford.
Well, stay there, Hoppy. Long segment coming up. We'll get Chris Emery's take on this, and getting your testimony on record's key. You're going to be back on the nightly news tonight, condensing it all down. We're going to come back and talk about Glenn Wilburn and others straight ahead, some of the folks that didn't make it. Terrence Yakey, you name it, straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we are back, and if you just joined us, Hoppy Heidelberg was a grand juror for the federal case in Oklahoma City, and they wouldn't call anybody connected to it. They wouldn't call all the witnesses that were on the news saying they saw feds at McVeigh planting gray sticks of butter. They wouldn't call Terrence Yakey and the other police that showed up minutes into it. They wouldn't call, the governor said they were there and saw bombs removed. I mean, we have all these newscasts. They're in the film A Noble Lie. And he was trying to ask these questions, and he went to the judge, and the judge just said, you're off of this, you're gone, even though grand jurors are supposed to be running things, not the other way around. And then the FBI keep coming to his house and, opening their shirts up and showing him a firearm stuck in the waistband, threatening him. And then helicopters flying around in his house multiple times a week, threats. And then he was told, don't file your lawsuit against us or you're going to end up dead. All will be forgiven. And then another gentleman did and ended up dead. Now, remember, cop of the year got killed. Other people got killed. I've talked, and we're going to try to get them on the show, police officers who've been threatened. Colonel Craig Roberts has talked about this, who was also a Tulsa police officer, Tulsa detective who they sent out there. Separately, an Army lieutenant colonel, and before that, famous Marine Corps sniper who wrote a bunch of best-selling books on sniping. The point is, all of this went on. They even tried to set up Colonel Roberts a couple times for all sorts of things, and we're investigating him for terrorism because he dared talk about this. Now, years after he's off the Tulsa police force, they come to him and apologize. But that's all a side issue. Craig Roberts, a lot of great characters up there in Oklahoma. Marine Corps sniper, colonel in the Army, Tulsa Police Department SWAT team leader, helicopter pilot. In fact, one time the helicopter broke down over Tulsa, and he'll tell you the whole story of being an inch and a half shorter after the crash from his spine compressing. But side issue, going back to Hoppy Heidelberg, all this is going on. Bring us up to how were you given the message? You were saying shadowy figures, not FBI threatening you with guns now, that you're going to be dead if you file a lawsuit on us. Tell us what the lawsuit was going to concern. I know we've talked about it over the years, but my memory's even foggy on this, Hoppy. And then, more about the helicopters, what they look like, and then Mr. Wilburn and what happened to him.
Well, lost my train of thought. Ask me a question.
That was a lot of questions. Let's get into the shadowy figures.
Okay, this guy he didn't have on a coat and tie. He had on Levi's and boots. But he was obviously not a cowboy. Turned out he was an attorney. I did a little homework later and found out who he was. He was an Oklahoma City attorney. And he was trying to pretend to be my friend and my associate and be a cowboy and all of that. But his approach, much lighter, much softer, no threats exactly, but his approach was way more serious than the guys that were trying to be bad. So I knew pretty much where the message was coming from. It didn't concern me because I didn't know, and I still don't know, that I had a lawsuit. Lawsuit for what? Sue the judge for kicking me off the jury? I don't know that that's not his. He didn't have the authority to do that. I don't know. What was the point of suing them? I wasn't going to sue, so I ignored it. It didn't bother me. I wasn't worried about it. And the helicopter thing didn't start till sometimes later. Before we finish, I want to do 2 points that come from General Parton. I don't have to do them right now, but there's 2 very important.
I'm going to write that down, 2 points on Parton, and we
two
can also.
2 points on Parton, yeah.
I'm going to write that down, but continuing with the threats, because that's evidence of the criminality. But specifically, was it like, I'm your friend, but you're not going to live if you go with this lawsuit? Everything will be forgiven, because you said that earlier.
Well, he didn't. Now, he was smooth. This guy was not. He knew how to work it. He was good. That's why he was sent. He was good. He was matter of fact. He was not threatening. He is a very nice, friendly tone of voice.
But that's what made it so creepy.
Exactly. I knew exactly that this man was for real. He wasn't sent there to blow smoke or anything like that. He was just going to tell me exactly how it was going to be. And if I didn't like it, okay. It didn't really bother me. He was a nice guy. His threat was empty, not because they wouldn't do it. It was empty because I had no interest in filing a lawsuit. Because I didn't have anything in mind. I mean, what was
well,
my
there
damages?
Was some type of suit they were concerned about, and we could talk about that later. Now, particularly with the helicopters, what do they look like? Unmarked?
Well, yeah, they were unmarked. I've heard all the stories about the black helicopters and everything, and I will admit that up high against a blue sky, they were so dark they looked black. But they got down so low, right in my yard, right around my house, that they were a very dark green is what they were. They weren't really black. There are black helicopters, but mine were a very dark green helicopter.
Yeah, so that's FEMA or an auxiliary of it. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, but I could look directly, not directly, I mean, but they didn't get down so low they was going to crash, but I looked right at the pilots, you know. We had eye contact every time, and I don't know. They may have come when I wasn't there a time or two and I didn't come out. I don't know that. But I know that all the times that I came out, they circled till I came out. And then once I waved them off, they went on. Always three of them. Always came from the same direction. Always left in the same direction. So
now, specifically, though, tell us about the gentleman and who he was who did file a lawsuit.
Oh, Glenn Wilburn was an accountant here in Oklahoma City, and he lost two grandchildren in the daycare center. And he's pretty sharp. He was pretty sharp. He figured out right quick that this was all bogus. That, you know, nothing that government said could hold water. There was something wrong with it. So he went to investigating, and he eventually got his daughter, who had standing, because it was her children that were killed, got his daughter to file a lawsuit against Tim McVeigh. This is kind of odd, but what it did, it gave him the opportunity to pursue documents that they didn't want to give up, nor did they want to say we don't want to give up. So it had the potential of being a problem, and therefore they knew that the girl would not pursue the lawsuit if they got rid of her dad. And so when they got rid of Glenn, why, the lawsuit went away.
And then he went away, too.
And he went away first, and then the lawsuit went away.
How did he go away? I forget.
Pancreatic cancer.
That was one of the worst ways to pass away. Glenn passed on, I believe, a day or two after the McVeigh trial, the federal trial verdict was read. And Charles has an incredible story of how Glenn just literally couldn't stand up straight and was crying in Charles's arms. This is, I believe, a few days before he passed on. And wanted Charles to continue on because Glenn knew deep down inside that whoever murdered his grandkids were getting away literally with cold-blooded murder, and he didn't want that to happen.
And they do, as declassified, have those fast-acting cancers. That's now been declassified. And there's been a lot of other deaths. So what about Terrence Yahe?
Well, Terrence Yahe, as we said last Friday, he had passed on a year and 3 weeks after the bombing. It was on May 8, 1996. It was on a Tuesday. And he actually had turned, he was 30 years and 6 months old, just a few days shy of that. His death was horrible. He had gone out to retrieve some records at a storage locker, coincidentally enough, he'd shared with Dr. Charles Chumley, who passed away in a very suspicious plane accident in the fall of 1995. That's a whole other story for another time. We don't want to take up your radio show.
No, we can tell that, or we can tell it tonight. Yeah, he was helping investigate, too.
Yes. In fact, Dr. Chumley was Terry's back doctor. I mean, like you said many times, Alex, you couldn't make this up. The people that cross paths, we're talking about 1 or 2 degrees of separation with all of the key players in this investigation, not 6 or 7 degrees. They were just 1 or 2 removed from knowing each other. I talked to Dr. Chumley's son about 3 years ago. He would not talk to me in person, talked a few times on the phone, asked me not to call him back. He said he appreciated what we were doing on the film, but he didn't feel comfortable with pursuing any other information. That's how scared they had his son.
I mean, here's the deal. At a certain point, if somebody killed my dad, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not making threats here. People are going to die. And I think America used to be like that, and so the system wouldn't act like this much. But, I mean, what is it like for you guys living so close to it? Or what's it like watching Eric Holder on TV? I mean, let's talk about Eric Holder's role in all this.
Well, of course, I wasn't aware. I mean, I knew that it was a federal operation, obviously, but I wasn't aware of Eric Holder's interest in this. And I am not done any homework on that and really have no personal knowledge of Eric Holder's interest in the Oklahoma City bombing.
What we have, Alex, we've got to cover the Jamie Gorelick, of course, her signature is on the 9/11 Commission report, and she's on the group photo on the inside jacket cover of that book. She was actually serving under the Justice Department, number 2 under Janet Reno. Eric Holder served in a lateral position at Jamie Gorelick. So you see these people rear their ugly heads, so to speak, on a judicial level. They're coming back in time and time again because they know they literally got away with murder. It was Jamie Gorelick that we found out was actually barking the marching orders out to the Oklahoma DA's office within days after the bombing, on speakerphone, yelling at the top of her lungs, telling how the DA was going to investigate this case, who they were going after, who they were going to ignore, and that was it. There was no, basically.
Now, why do we even have courts? But well, I mean, the lawsuits that Jesse Trinity and others have filed, they've gotten the emails from Holder where he's in control of the cover-up. And he's saying things like, this is our number one priority in the Justice Department. This is D-Day. Cover this up. Just like Fast and Furious.
It was Kenny Trenadue's murder, and we have the internal documents. You've seen them. Jesse has sent them a PDF. Internal emails from Holder's top lieutenants and his underlings, his legal assistants, everybody was on the same page as far as how that investigation was going. And Jesse basically sent, I believe, an eight-page letter to Patrick Leahy, who was in charge of the Senate subcommittee that was in charge of the hearings to basically approve Holder's appointment. And Leahy refused to respond to Jesse Trenadue. And the fact that he had that letter, all of the facts were laid out. It's like Jesse was completely ignored.
What about Larry Potts, the head, the deputy FBI director? He said that he was in Dallas, and then he claimed that he flew Southwest Airlines there. World Not Daily and others broke this, but it was also in some local papers, I know. And then it turned out because of storms that day, those flights didn't exist. And then the receipts came up that he was there the day before. And, of course, that's what witnesses had said they'd seen. I mean, that's a pretty big deal right there. You guys got any comments on that?
I'm reading a memo, actually, that was put out by a colleague of ours that helped us with the film early on. Danny Coulson was the FBI agent. Very peculiar situation there. I got to talk to...
Okay, then how was Larry Potts tied in? Because I'm going from memory here.
This is amazing. I actually was in the archives in Austin working with Wendy Painting on looking at a lot of the defense team papers. Larry Potts was actually best friends with Eric Holder. And there's an article in the Dallas Morning News we stumbled across going through all of these boxes of papers. Eric Holder recused himself from prosecuting the Ruby Ridge case because Larry Potts was one of the chief lieutenants in there. Since they were best friends, Holder... one of his few instances of having some ethics, had to recuse himself from that. These guys knew each other from way back. It was Larry Potts that ended up calling the shots, according to Terry Nichols, for Tim McVeigh. And McVeigh was upset because Potts took him off script. He changed the plans completely within a few hours before the bombing happened.
Exactly. I've forgotten more about this than most people will ever learn, but I've seen the copies of the hotel receipts. The government's had to admit that that was the case. So it was Coulson who we have the receipts from Marriott. And then it's Larry Potts and the affidavits and the other witnesses who's there running the operation.
Correct.
These people, man, blowing up daycare centers. I mean, they're just absolute demons. What is it like for you, Hoppy, just continuing to know this and watching these people walking around?
Well, it's been so long and I'm getting so old that... there's not much shock value anymore. I understand everything that I need to understand. I know who's who and who does what for whom. Therefore, there's not much new under the sun that I could learn that would worry me. Of course, anybody would be worried about what's going on, but I know exactly what's going on in the world today and who's in charge of... trying to get it to happen, but because I'm a Christian, I know that they're going to have a problem. They can't get everything done. They want done unless God lets them, and I'm not sure he's going to allow all the bad things they've got planned to happen. So, excuse me, that's really that's kind of where I'm backed up to the wall. And I'm done about all I can do, and I've got to leave it up to these younger men and just leave it up to God to take care of it, and I'm just kind of retiring.
Well, that's what I've heard. I heard a lot of people that are in a noble lie that this is time to ride off in the sunset.
Well, it's my time. I've just been diagnosed with something nobody wants to have. And I plan to beat it, but nevertheless, I will be occupied with that for the next few months and won't have any time to... I'm glad we're getting this done because I don't know how many more opportunities we might have.
Well, it'll be commercial-free tonight on the news, and Aaron Dykes is doing it, so you'll have the complete floor for 30 minutes an hour as long as you guys want. I don't want to exhaust you. I didn't know this, Hoppy, that you have something that nobody wants to get, but we'll all certainly pray for you. What, have you been diagnosed with cancer?
I believe that words are very powerful, and therefore I hesitate to put certain things in words.
No, I hear you. I hear you. We'll all pray for you, my friend. Now you wanted to get into the bombs itself, which is really at the heart of the issue. And General Parton, who came immediately when he saw it on the news, columns at the back blown out with blast points, the columns right up by the truck not damaged. I mean, that's, and then the newscast saying bombs are being removed. So break that down.
Well, this is the one thing that I needed to blow this thing wide open. If I could have got a hold of, if I could have gotten General Parton, I knew I wanted structural engineers. I wanted to know how strong these columns were designed. How much pounds per square inch of pressure could they survive? I didn't know that. I couldn't know that without calling the engineers and the builders and everything of the building itself. I learned later that the columns were designed to withstand 3,500 pounds per square inch of pressure. I learned later from General Parton that you can calculate how fast blast pressure decreases by dividing it by the distance cubed. So it's real sharp. Let's say, for argument's sake, that the closest column to the truck was 10 feet away. Now, it's easy to say, and the government said that the ammonium nitrate bomb that was set off, which we don't necessarily believe, but anyway, they claim it generated 500,000 pounds per square inch of pressure. Well, 500,000 pounds is certainly enough to blow away a 3,500-pound design column. The problem is the distance. When you cube the distance and divide that into the pounds per square inch, here's what we get. We got 500,000 over the distance 10 feet cubed. 10 to 10 to 10. 10 to 10 is 100. 10 to 100 is 1,000. You got 500,000 over 1,000. You divide 1,000 into 500,000. You got 500. Now we got a whole different ball game. Now we got a 3,500-pound column. And we only got 500 pounds of pressure. So that proves, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that it was physically impossible for any truck bomb, assuming it had ammonium nitrate in it, any bomb that the government said it was impossible for it to blow down even one column, much less go all the way east down the front of the building, and then turn and go into the building and take out all those columns down on the east end. So what happened was physically impossible. What McVeigh was convicted of is physically impossible. All of that I could have proven if I had had the right witnesses.
As a grand juror, and expanding on that, I'm going from memory on this, because I don't go off notes, I go off memory, and I didn't want it used to be, but... wasn't it Controlled Demolition Incorporated that blew up the majority of the building that was left? They wouldn't let anybody get in and look at it. And then on top of that, they then buried it at a whacking hut landfill and poured concrete in with the chunks. And then, of course, it was Controlled Demolition Incorporated that helped do the work at the 9/11 site. Is that correct from my memory, Hoppy?
Chris may know that. I don't know.
Yeah,
we have photos of CDI employees with their T-shirts at the bomb site within about 3 days before it was demolished. Oddly enough, it was the same day that James Nichols was released from federal custody in Detroit, and he was held up there on purpose for 30 days, so he wouldn't get out and support efforts such as Hoppy. And he called me before Terry's state trial and said, the morning I got out of federal custody in downtown Detroit at the federal courthouse was the morning that they blew up the Murrah building. And he was really upset because he wanted to be down here to find out the truth.
We should talk about that when we come back. I mean, we know from the witnesses and documents that have come out, we pretty much know how they did this. And it's just horrible. And of course, the motive. But I want to get from Hoppy again, the motive, also from Chris Emery. But folks, it's creepy having to go on air and talk about government people who many of them are still in government, in fact, even more powerful, and have to talk about them. But you know what? You know what? They killed those kids. And if they can kill those kids and get away with it, they can kill anybody's kids. We got to bring them to justice. We're only going to do that standing up to them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Half measures have gotten us to the place we're at. Watching what we say, wanting to be polite, being afraid, has brought us all into grave danger. When you give in to tyrants, when you buy into their propaganda, when you ignore your lying eyes and your gut, you manifest tyranny. You allow the worst in society to take over. And it was Oklahoma City that finally got me to go down and start my local Access TV show that led to a local radio show and then a syndicated radio show and filmmaking. And I have reached hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of people, conservatively. And I'm just an average person who has a conscience and knows that really wicked murderers and criminals have to be exposed. A lot of people think you can just choose to say, oh, that's not true, and then that gives your conscience rest. And some people don't even have a conscience nowadays. And you notice society is degenerating. You know, I have a wife, I have three children, and I know full well the globalists are capable of anything. People ask me, then why do you do what you do? Because there's no future if we don't stand up for these people. And I'm not worried about my future or even my wife or my children's future as much as I'm worried about humanity. And it's not because, oh, I'm some great, perfect, moral person. It's because I understand these basic truths. When you get a government that starts setting off Reichstag fires, false flags, you're in trouble. And now we're a nation that pushes torture, secret arrest, preemptive war. Federal goons grope our children, stick their hands down babies' diapers, strip naked old ladies, and they tell us that's okay. I played clips on the news last night of four senators going, we want to scare people. We want U.S. citizens to be scared when we're going to torture them. And we want them. I mean, I didn't even know this was in the debate on the NDAA until a caller called. We played it last night. And you're a citizen and you ask for a lawyer. Lindsey Graham says, oh, no lawyer for you. And when you realize that the federal government at that level, these guys are on the national security, you know, panels and things, they all know about 9/11. They all know about Oklahoma City. I mean, they're up there. They hate America. They hate freedom. These people are Mao Zedongs, Hitlers. They just are a bunch of old, wicked men. And they think it's real funny to go out and blow up a building. In fact, we're going to show this now on the Nightly News. I've shown it before. Even Glenn Beck earlier this year said, the government's getting ready for a new Oklahoma City to blame it on domestic groups. Because they put out all these memos at the White House and top advisors saying, man, it sure helped us. A new one would sure be great, Mr. President. I mean, there's not one millimeter of paper-thin, veiled statement there. That's how dumb they think we are. That's how controlled the FBI and CIA and NSA and police are. I've cornered the police chief here in Austin and others, and I've said, you know about this stuff. And they just go, oh, I just can't believe it, and they have fear in their eyes. I talked to the Travis County SWAT team years ago. And I said, you know this stuff's going on. They're like, yeah, we do. And then, of course, they must have been under surveillance because they, you know, set them up and fired the leadership. But you know what? Again, at a certain point, you've got to say no to this evil. You've got to say no to it. And you've got to get past your fear and own it and say, I've made my decision. That's the end of it. You do what you're going to do. I leave it to God. Exactly what Hoppy said. It doesn't mean you don't do anything anymore. It means you say, I'm giving it to God, and God, you tell me what to do and take action on this. And I don't want to start preaching. I'm going to keep him right to the end of the show, give him a 30-minute break, and we're going to tape a long interview recap everything tonight on the Nightly News and get to some of those clips and documents. But this is a decision you've got to make. And if you think this is all there is in the world and it's all about TV dinners and beer and football games, and you know what? So what about those kids getting blown up? And forget what the witnesses inside said and the survivors. You want to just own the lie, take the great delusion, and say, oh, we're a bunch of kooks? You make your decision then. You make your decision. You be with the timid cowards and the people that go along with it. I mean, I understand the military mind that did this. It's a gambit. That's a 3,000-year-old chess move from Eastern, what is Persia today. You sacrifice a pawn in an early move to manipulate your enemy into a larger stratagem to where you can defeat them. And it's the old thing of send in 100 cavalry to draw up a larger army. They'll all be killed, but you're gonna save 10,000 of your troops in that move by killing 100. But those are men that signed up to go and die. And it still really should not be part of the laws of war. Because once you do that, well, it's collateral damage. Yeah, we'll kill a million Iraqis for their oil. Why not kill the little children in that daycare center and make sure that bomb was parked right there and have their camera people ready to get those shots when the heroes go in to save the kids and the murderers sit outside and even set up their own federal Patsy McVeigh? Gentlemen, I'm going to shut up. I want to get into McVeigh, how this ran, the affidavits by Nichols, what we know, the individuals orchestrating this, who they plan to blame it on. And, of course, thank God some of the bombs didn't go off because then their plan didn't go according to, you know, the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. But, I mean, other points you want to make or speaking to why you've gone public, Chris Emery. I mean, you learned about Oklahoma City and have fought it and risked your life. Hoppy was in the middle of it and ran smack dab into the New World Order, but I think that's a good place here. Hoppy, why have you done what you've done versus other people? You know, we would call you exceptional. I know you would just say you're a decent person who does what's right. And what's led you to do this, Chris? And have you had any threats? Because I know you've talked to police officers and others that have been threatened.
Go ahead, Hoppy.
Well, I just don't understand. I guess I'm just built different. But I don't understand people just looking the other way. when something bad happens. I just don't understand that. I mean, I wouldn't allow a child to be killed. If I was in the area and I saw a guy attacking a woman or a child, I wouldn't have to know who they were to try to defend them. I mean, that's just something men do. I don't understand. All of my fellow members of the grand jury, most of them did not have sufficient background information or intelligence to be on that jury. And that's a different story. But even the ones that did, and there had to be somebody else on there smart enough to know what's going on, but they didn't dare stick their head up from behind the log. And I just don't understand that because, you know, there's a little saying that's just simple as it can be, you know, that I've heard all my life. All it takes for evil to triumph is for the good people to do nothing. I mean, that's a simple little saying, but it's just as true as it can be. And if people will stand up and say, hey, I'm not going to put up with that, then maybe somebody else will stand up. And you did, and pretty soon, if you could get everybody to stand up, you could make it work. But there are just too many people out there that I don't know whether it's a lack of education, a lack of genes, genetic structure, a lack of intelligence or what, but I don't understand people that won't stand up for what's not right.
Well, it's mind control. It's the television. I've told the story. You see it all the time where a man dies of a heart attack or is dying in a Walmart and people walk by him for an hour. An Austin cop got run over a few years ago and bled to death for over an hour and no one helped him. I saw a woman choking once in a restaurant. No one would help her and I had to push him out of the way through the Heimlich. And they were angry, saying, no, wait for police. And I'm like, I didn't say, hey, idiot, she's going to die before the police get here. And I'm not exceptional. I mean, I took swim team for 4 or 5 years, and they had the fire department come by, and, you know, for those that wanted to take it and took a basic life-saving thing. I mean, if I'm choking, I want somebody to help me. I mean, Americans didn't used to be like this. They're in a trance, Hoppy. Comment on that, or we'll get a comment from Chris Emery.
Cognitive dissonance is what I call it. People are trained by the public school system and other forces to accept certain things as absolute truths. And any time something doesn't fit inside that box, their own personal box of absolute truths, if it doesn't fit inside that, they simply can't accept it. Now, anybody that's gone to a concert and heard those instruments tuning up, getting ready for the concert, understands what dissonance is. I mean, it's the most terrible sound you've ever heard. Well, actually, each one of those instruments is playing what it's supposed to play. They're just not playing in the same order. So it's not till a concert starts and they all play in the same order that a understandable tune comes out of all those instruments. And the same thing with information. If you're not able to put together information, then you'll never be able to hear the concert. All you're able to hear is the tuning up, the dissonance. And people that can't think outside the box, as they say, people that don't have the independent thought or the capacity to understand or the willingness to accept the truth, and the Bible says that nobody will believe the truth in the end, and I see that everywhere. People that just can't do that, and it's sad.
Well, I was about to add, it's worse than that in many cases. They know the information. They think if they choose to say the government didn't carry out 9/11 or Oklahoma City or Gulf of Tonkin, even though it's admitted to be staged, that somehow that makes it true. I've had engineers, smart people, sit there and look me right in the eye. You know, they'll confront me first and say, I like what you do in some areas, but you know, it's impossible that the government could do 9/11. I said, well, what about Tuskegee experiment, all this? What about this evidence of 9/11? He said, oh, I hear what you're saying, but I choose not to believe it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I said, yeah, I understand. You think you just make a decision and that, you know, that makes it so. I mean, that is That is willful mind control, and that is cowards that are so cowardly, at least a run-of-the-mill coward, said, I'm a coward. I'm going to run from this evil and, you know, go hide in your shame. I get that. I mean, I'm not even mad at those people. Okay, you're scared. You're scared of the scary men coming and getting you. Hey, you're going to die anyways, buddy. Nobody's going to live forever. I'm not going to live on my knees. But I'm not mad at a straight-up coward. But these men and women that are so cowardly, they do a mind flip and say, I just choose not to believe it. That is a coward's coward. Chris Emery, your comments on why you've done what you've done.
Right after I had met with Craig Roberts, he gave me a set of blueprints that Southwestern Bell had supplied to a lot of the litigants, the people that were suing for insurance claims and so forth. And on the second floor, what convinced me to really push ahead on this was there was a layout of the deceased, and it listed four babies in cribs against the front window. They were less than 4 months old. And as the saying goes here in Oklahoma City, oh, hell no. We're not going to give up until we find out what happened, who butchered these kids, who killed these people when they were going about their business on a normal work day and yanked them out of this life and the life hereafter. And they dare to lie about this? We're better than that. And it's people like Hoppy and yourself, the guys in my film crew, I'm really proud to be able to work with you. And this is a true American here.
Absolutely. And if you look at it, what we do now is going to be a testament to future generations. And the fact that we've exposed Oklahoma City, Hoppy from day one, and General Parton and others, and Jane Graham and the victims, the fact that we've exposed other false flags, they're always trying to resuscitate it. But once the genie's out of the bottle, look at what happened with Kurt Haskell and his wife, both lawyers. They see a sharp-dressed guy getting the underwear bomber, Christmas Day guy, on the plane, arguing, demanding, and so powerful, he was able to order security to let him on without a passport. Then they witness the whole thing happen. They tell the public, the media says they're full of it, and then later the State Department admits, yeah, the U.S. government ordered us to help get him on the plane. I mean, the fact is we are people who are awake and love the truth. We're everywhere now. And when you murderers try to nuke something or blow something up and dance around as our saviors, everybody knows where to look. We know about your lies about WMDs. We know about you now. Robin Cook in England went public with the lies saying 9/11 was staged. They killed him right after that. In England, I mean, the point is that we are exposing one of their favorite tricks, and they don't like it.
You got any other comments?
No, you're right on the money, Alex. There's only one other thing I would say, but I don't know what much time we have.
Yeah, plenty of time.
Okay. The second point that General Parton made that's easily understood and very important. When blast pressure pushes, when blast pressure pushes against a steel-reinforced column and it pushes that column over, it does break the concrete, but it only bends the steel bars inside the concrete. If the columns in Oklahoma City had been downed by blast pressure, the reinforcing steel rods inside those columns would still be there and just bent over. Parton said those steel rods had been cut.
You can see the blast points. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise.
Yeah. So there's a big difference, and I do this in a demonstration sometimes. I'll take two pencils. I'll break one with my hands. I'll saw one in half with a little hacksaw blade, and I will ask anybody in the audience if they could not put those halves back together again correctly. And everybody, I mean, you can look and see which one that I broke with my hands because it's so irregular and so shattered looking. And then the one that I cut is so smooth, it's anybody can put that back together. And why anybody can't understand that when those columns, when that steel rebar inside the column was actually cut, those had to be cutting charges on the column itself. That was not blast pressure.
Well, you can see the video and the photos. There's even blast points right there. Expanding on that, why do you think from your deep research, Chris and Hoppy, why didn't they just go with the truck bomb? That probably would have killed some of the kids and been, you know, still good for them to be able to get our guns and demonize patriots and blame it on us and make people forget about Waco. But why Why have them go in and wire it all up and all that? I mean, I guess they just wanted to kill more federal employees?
Well, because of 93. See, they weren't careful enough. They weren't fair enough in 93, and they didn't get the terrorist bill passed. So they planned if every bomb that was inside the building would have gone off, it would probably have leveled the whole building, right. And that's what they were looking to do because they were looking for maximum body count to get the legislation passed.
There was an officer with Army CID. We couldn't get him on. It's basically the military version of the FBI. We couldn't get him on camera. He refused to talk, but he did relay this to a member of the bombing committee right after the bombing committee was formed that he showed up on the crime scene within about 3 hours. He was given his ID and a hard hat, and he started asking questions to ATF and FBI. Once they knew that he was there to look at it objectively, that was his job in the Vietnam War. He had to assess bomb damage. And they kicked him off. They said, don't you say a word. We know where your daughter goes to school. We know where your wife works. And that was it.
Yeah, right there. You know where my daughter works? Well, you did. I mean, right then, man, I tell you what. Just scum. Filth of the earth. And they ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. Our government is run by the most larcenous, child-murdering criminals you can imagine. And it's time to be brought to justice.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Tonight, but there's articles about more people resigning in connection to Penn State for pedophile rings, and that's come out from other witnesses that originally broke the information and were ignored. Yeah, he wasn't in there raping children by himself. Okay, this is the people that run our society. and they think our children are there to blow up and rape, and that they got the TSA, the public accepting them, grabbing little girls' genitals. They have men grope little two-year-old girls. I mean, this is a sick country. This is a sick, sick country. And we've got to admit how sick it's gotten. Land of the free, home of the brave. Like, I'm not even going to go into overdrive. We're just going to end it right here in 4 or 5 minutes with our guest, and then Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow. We've got a big article up here. Pray for us. Pray for Hoppy Heidelberg, folks. Pray for Chris Emery. Pray for Ron Paul. Pray for me. I mean, you know, I'm not afraid to die, but I sure don't want to. But somebody's going to stand up against these killers. I cannot live just sitting here on my hands while these people get away with this stuff. I've got to do the research. I've got to face the facts. The governor's act of sabotage in Iowa, an outrageous attempt to tamper with election process. Iowa governor urges voters to ignore result if Ron Paul wins. Just unbelievable neo-conery. Get that information out to everybody from InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We got to hammer these people right now, and Politico and others. Finishing up with Hoppy Heidelberg and, of course, Chris Emery in the few minutes we've got left. Any other little points? I mean, hopefully tonight we'll bring up with you guys some of the other people, Chris, you talked to, like police officers and others, who were also threatened and was covered in the film Noble Lie. But imagine the ATF and FBI telling, you know, the military bomb expert who's there, you forget you saw this. We know where your daughter goes to school. I mean, I would have real trouble just on the spot not going caveman.
That was absolutely incredible when I heard that. One other point I want to bring up, Hoppy and I were just discussing this during break. Howard Shapiro was a gentleman that was calling for another Oklahoma City bombing, I believe, recently and in the last year or so. He actually served in the city council here in Oklahoma City for a while, was best friends with Hillary Clinton, and also worked with former director Larry Potts with IGI. Well, IGI is pretty much a hit squad. It's retired. We know this, and I have no problem saying this on the air. Retired FBI agents, folks that pretty much went off the script, and they had an office down here in Oklahoma City. Howard Shapiro worked for that firm, and so you see how these people just have they're circling back. They have it boils down to they have no regard for human life. That's who we're dealing with all the time here in Oklahoma City. Alex, trying to research his case. So I empathize with you when you get excited on your show. We get frustrated up here, too, and it's plain as day. This is a poorly written script for the Twilight Zone movie, and they never say cut. The tape keeps rolling. It always – that's the way it is.
And only our denial empowers it. As Hoppy said, evil men and tyrants flourish when good men and women do nothing. That's all they need to flourish, and we empower them by our cowardice, by our weakness, by our laziness, and it's going to get – and you're right. People connected to it are think we're so dumb, Poppy, that they sit there and go, man, a new Oklahoma City would sure help us in the biggest newspapers in the world. I mean, how dumb do they think we are?
What do you think?
Well, I'm just going to put an aside in there. I'm a member of Mensa. And I got permission to address the local Mensa chapter with my experiences at Oklahoma Grand Jury. And these are people with 150, 160, 70, 180 IQ. These are very bright people. And it never occurred to me that they wouldn't be smart enough to figure out what I was telling them. And I was shocked when they didn't believe a word I said.
Well, no, they were smart enough to lie to themselves because they're cowards. Okay, plus it's a self-worship deal. I think you pay enough money, they'll let anybody in. God bless you. We'll see you tonight, 7 o'clock, Hoppy and Chris.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.